Chris, I've been trying to figure out how we've lost that game with all the chances you've had in the second half. I'm sure you've been asking yourself the same question.
Well, we've lost it because we give away really, really cheap goals. And I think it's probably been our Achilles heel in the bottom six, really. Seems to be every mistake we make, we get punished for it. I think, you know, you look at the bigger picture in terms of the game, you know, at half-time, we were quite happy with how we played, really. It scored around the stroke of half-time, which gives us something to, you know, the impetus to start second half. I thought for 20 minutes then, 25 minutes in the second half, I thought it was probably some of the best football we played probably in my time at the club. We were excellent. We scored two goals. I think we created another three or four good chances with the crossbar. But, you know, people will look at the game and probably say, oh yeah, we missed chances, we've got to score them. And yeah, we have got to score them. But, you know, that's always happened, you know, in football, people miss chances. What you have to do is you have to defend right. And that, you know, we haven't done that. Maybe, you know, we push forward, you know, I'm trying to get back in the game. And then that became the mindset even when we were 3-2 up. But, you know, all credit to them because they punished us. You know, we made mistakes and they punished us all night.
And, you know, going into the game, two unbeaten, it'd be nice to go three unbeaten. You know, I know next season's quite far away, but it would have been nice to take that momentum. That must be disappointing.
Well, yeah, because for, I think, 69 minutes, I think, before they made it 3-0, we were, you know, probably in really, really firm control of the game. You know, like I said, some of the football we played was excellent. We created chances. We opened them up. And then, you know, out of nothing, really, they scored a decent goal. We've got to defend the cross better. And then it was all them. And then we didn't respond. And, you know, we responded in the first half really well. To get back to from 2-0 to 3-2, but we didn't respond the second time, and then, you know, in the end they could have scored a couple more. But, you know, it was that type of game, last game of the season, end to end. We had lots of chances, I think, you know, probably in double figures for chances, but, you know, we didn't do enough in and around our box defensively to stop them from scoring goals, which is why we lost the game.
You know, on the face of it, finished eighth, you know, after finishing in the playoffs for, I think, four consecutive seasons. So from the outside looking in, some people might say it's a step back. I know you've said it before now, quite pleased with what we've done with the circumstances surrounding the season, really.
No, look, I think, and that's a credit to us as well, that people say that, you know, people maybe say that we've underachieved this year, which, you know, I don't buy into at all. But, you know, that's a credit to us because of the standards we've raised and standards we've set. I'm raised in the last 4 years in terms of the four playoffs and the Welsh Cup final and getting into Europe, etc. You know, this year was always going to be a difficult season because of the pre-season we had. You know, we lost key players. I don't want to keep harping on about it, but it's fact, and we lost key players. And, you know, I think end of October, beginning of November, we were second from bottom. So, you know, players deserve a massive amount of credit for turning that round, because that's tough, because this is a tough league, and it's seen that tonight how tough the league is, how good the teams are in it. So to turn that around and finish eighth and get to two semi-finals, it's a decent return. I've said it, it's a decent return. You know, we're disappointed that in the two semi-finals that we didn't go on and make the finals in both competitions. But, you know, I think if you'd have offered me that at the start of season with the pre-season we had and the recruitment that we were trying to gel and bring a team together, I think all in all, you know, it's been another successful season for us. You know, whether people outside the club see that, I can't control that. We can only control, you know, what goes on out on the pitch and in the dressing room. But, you know, tonight's disappointing, but we can't let that get in the way of what's been, you know, a decent season for us.
You know, knowing you, your meticulous planning and stuff, I imagine you've already got one eye on next season.
Yeah, you know, look, I think the hard work starts now. You know, people have just been asked a question by Scurrier, will I be having a break and stuff? You know, that won't happen because it's a busy time now for us. It's a busy time for us. You know, we need to get players in. You know, there may be players that leave us. Hopefully, there's not as many outs as last year. But, you know, if there is, then, you know, we wish the players well who leave the club. But hopefully, you know, we can try and, you know, bring what we've got, because we've got the makings of a good squad. We've got some good young players with potential, and then we've also got, you know, a couple of experienced players. So, you know, adding to the group is difficult for us because of the resources that we've got. You know, we've done well in terms of the players we brought in. You know, we'll have to go again in the summer and try and recruit. And, you know, we'll be out there, we'll be on the look in the market, seeing what's available. If we do that and we can bring the right type of player to this football club, then, you know, we'll do well next year. But, you know, hopefully it's a more settled summer, for myself and the team and the supporters and the club, and we can get some players in, and hopefully we don't lose a lot of players.